Next up, we've got Piss Enema with Maggot Cleanse.
I don't know if you ever watched the comedian John Oliver, right? He's got this show, and he's got this bit he does when he plays something, and then he goes, cool.
I haven't seen that bit.
I feel like doing that with Piss Enema. My first reaction is, cool.
Yeah.
This has a certain energy to it. And what really cracked me up is when I was looking at the lyrics, it's just this big, long stream of, it starts with an uppercase O with an umlaut, and then it's just a series of lowercase O's following it, also with umlauts for the lyrics, which I think is awesome. On the Songfight boards, they have a term for this kind of singing, which has always struck me as apt. It's Cookie Monster vocals. Cookie! And these are definitely Cookie Monster vocals. And, you know, as alien as this kind of music sounds for some people, I think this is actually a genre pastiche of, like, sludge or stoner or doom metal. So it's not entirely as out of left field as you might think. I've listened to this album called Dope Smoker by the band Sleep, which is just, like, one super long track kind of like this, like, less abrasive, of course. It didn't stick, probably because I did not have enough dope to sustain an entire hour of it, but this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a word for it. I definitely had a different word for it. You know, for me, you know, I think the one takeaway I have for this is every time Tommy G has to play Piss Enema, just watch his face. Watch his face, and it's worth it.
Oh my God, I love it for that.
It's, you know what? I take it back. It was worth listening to this three times to see Tommy's face when he has to say Piss Enema and play this music. But I don't think it's worth any more than that. You know, to me, this kind of song is just like an assault on my ears. It makes me feel unpleasant. It's very hard for me to listen to this song. Obviously, the lyrics and the and the bio really help you dig in to the deep,
the depth, the tremendous depth that's here
in the chorus. That said, last Spin Tunes, I did cover a Piss Enema song, and I think I might have to cover this one as well in the same vein if I have enough time. But I did not enjoy this song, and you made me listen to it three times. So I'm pretty sure this is Flub. So no thank you to Flub on this one. But I'm glad you set out what you wanted to do. And I'm sure there are people that like this. It's just not me.
Yeah, you know, I like this better than the Star Bucket song, to be honest.
Well, there you go. Uh-huh. I mean, this one is more concise in the lyrics and has all that variation. All those different parts.
I didn't really have anything new to add over their comments. Just wanted to mention, I have no idea who this is. It must be either a current or a previous competitor, though. Otherwise, I doubt Micah would have posted it. Regardless, I kind of feel much like the others. It's pretty unlistenable, and I think I only listened all the way through once and then skipped it every other time it came up on the list. You know, it may have its defenders, and that's perfectly fine. I just think it's kind of pointless and just not my thing. But if you like it, great.